Bible Believers Fellowship is King James only. That simply means we use the King James Bible, whether we're preaching, teaching, writing, producing videos. We use the King James Bible because we believe that the King James Bible is the Bible in English. And that means that we believe that God has preserved His Word that was originally given in Hebrew and in Greek, and that He preserved His Word in English. It is represented by the King James Bible. People ask us, what do we mean by King James only? And what we're not saying is that we think you're going to hell if you're using a new translation. We get those emails all the time. We've never said that we believe anyone's going to hell. We believe you're in danger spiritually because God's Word is your lifeline. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. If you're going to grow and you're not going to go into heresies and false doctrine and into the false church that's being built right now in preparation for Antichrist, then you need to use God's book, which is the King James Bible. And we're not saying that you can somehow lose your salvation if you're using a new translation. We believe you're saved by faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. If you believe in that, then you're saved. And the question isn't about whether or not you're saved or going to lose your salvation. The question is, are you going to use God's book or man's book? Or, as we're going to look at later, there's evidence that Satan's fingerprints are on these new translations. And we're not trying to accuse anybody of anything. We simply believe the King James Bible. We are saying this. The new Bibles are not the same as the King James Version. And we're going to demonstrate that in just a minute. We are saying that the new Bibles are corruptions and not just changes. They're not improvements. They're corruptions of the Word of God. And we do believe that true Christians, once they see the evidence we're going to talk about, that once you see this, if you're a true Christian, you shouldn't be able to stomach what we're about to see. The new translations add to the Word of God, take away from the Word of God, and then introduce corruption in the way they translate words. According to a man named Jack Moorman, that's M-O-O-R-M-A-N, there are a total of 140,521 Greek words in the traditional Greek New Testament. I believe he's talking about this Stephen's 1550 Textus Receptus. And according to Jack Moorman, out of these 140,521 words, 2,886 words are missing in the new text and the new Bibles that come from that text. Now, people always ask, if I can understand Greek and if I can read Greek, and I can, and I'll demonstrate to you for a purpose. Here is John 1:1 in the received text, Stephen's 1550 edition. In arche, in hologos, kai hologos, in proston theon, kai theos in hologos. And that is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, as I was reading that, most people watching this couldn't understand a word of it. That's why we need English Bibles. And the idea that God would force Christians to have to learn Hebrew and Greek in order to understand His Word is ludicrous. God has produced His Word in English, and it comes from the correct text in the King James Version. Now, we want to look at a checklist. These are verses that you can look at in your Bible if it's not a King James Version, and you can see the changes that have taken place in the new translations. First, it's incredible to understand and realize that the new translation introduced an error in the very first verse of the Bible. In the King James Version, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." The King James uses the singular heaven because that's all that was created in Genesis 1:1. There are three heavens. We refer to them as three heavens. The third heaven is where God is. That was not created. That already existed before Genesis 1:1. The second heaven is outer space, the universe outside of the earth. And that is what is spoken of here in Genesis 1:1. The first heaven is our atmosphere. And that isn't created in Genesis 1:1. That's created in Genesis 1:6 through 8. So the King James correctly says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And yet in the New Translations, they introduce an error in the very first verse. If you read the New International Version, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you read the New American Standard Version, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens, plural, and the earth. The same thing in the New Living Translation, the same thing in the Message. And as far as I've seen, every new translation changes that from heaven to the plural heavens, and that's an error. And that makes the Bible start off in the very first verse with a lie. So right from the very first verse, you can see there's a problem. In these new translations, but the King James Version is accurate. The second place we want to look at is Isaiah 14:12. In Isaiah 14:12, the King James Version says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" This verse is where we learn the name of Satan before he fell. And his name here is Lucifer. But if you read the New International Version, they remove the name Lucifer and they stick in the words or the title, O Morning Star. It reads, "How have you fallen from heaven, O Morning Star, Son of the Dawn?" The same thing in the New American Standard. "How you have fallen from heaven, O Star of the Morning." The New Living Translation, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Shining Star." Well, if you look in your Bible at Revelation 22:16, Jesus is the Morning Star. So in your New Translation, it's not Lucifer that's been fallen and cast from heaven. It's Jesus Christ. And the translations insert the word day star. But if you look in 2 Peter 1:19, that's not Satan, that's Jesus Christ. He is the day star. So that is a satanic corruption. That's just not a change and an error. That is a satanic corruption. They've removed the name of Satan before the fall, Lucifer, and inserted a title that belongs to Jesus Christ. That is enough reason right there to not use new translations and to use the King James Bible.